It's episode 121, and we've got plugins for search, galleries, tabbed login widgets, support tickets, and a new way to turn WordPress into a static HTML site. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody this week.
And we're here to share some new plugins with you and any other random bits of information that float across our table over the last week or so. So, usual stuff right off the top. Don't forget, you can check out the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com or head on over to iTunes and give us a review. I'd greatly appreciate it. We'd all greatly appreciate it. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button.
That's right. A lot of ways in which to view the show, consume the content, and leave us reviews. So we definitely appreciate any feedback from our listening community that you guys can warrant out there. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
All right. And I've also got the usual spot, a little bit of self-promotion, because, you know, as much as we do this for fun and excitement and a way to entertain and hopefully educate folks, we do make a living working with WordPress. And I myself, I do a lot of support for people that have broken their websites. So if you're in need of emergency WordPress support, something's happened, you've discovered a hack, you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, and I'll help you get that website back up and running or fix that hack that's in it. Or you can go to wppro.ca/emergency for some quick tips that will help you on your way.
And if you would like a domain name for $2.49, I've got a cool little GoDaddy code, which is Marcus249. That's Marcus249. You can get one. That's a one limited time offer per person, but you can get one domain name, .com, for $2.49. I know that we've had some people already chime into the show that have appreciated this deal. So I'm going to mention it this one last time on the show. I'm not going to talk about it anymore beyond this because I think it's going to expire soon. So those of you out there that want to take advantage of the deal, get a domain name for $249. There's your deal.
All right, and what have we got else? We've got a little bit of listener feedback this week. So we've got a question from George about placing articles or placing Google Alerts into posts. So I'll let George take it away first here.
Hi, John. John, this is George Cornelius. I'd like to first thank you very much for all your hard work and effort in putting in together a great range of podcasts, not just here, but also on the A to Z podcast that I listen virtually every day to at the gym. So thank you for that effort. One thing I do need to find out, if it's at all possible to put a Google alert straight into a post so that it doesn't go into the widgets or the sidebar, but straight into a post. If you can help me in that direction, it would be fantastic. Thanks again. Keep up all the good work, and I really enjoy your shows. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thanks, George. We appreciate that feedback, and I know part of it was directed at my other show, but part of it was directed here, so I decided to bring it to this show. As far as I know, I sent an email back to you and suggested WP Google Alerts. So that might solve what you're needing. I haven't heard back yet, and I appreciate the feedback on it. But other than that, I don't know. I haven't personally yet tried to get Google Alerts into posts on WordPress. So anyone else listening, try the WP Google Alerts plugin.
Now, I have, John, actually done something like this before, but I actually took the RSS feed from the Google Alert itself and used that as kind of a RSS embed within the post.
Well, that's one way to do it. That would work.
It's tricky, and I used Google Reader to do it, and now Google Reader is shutting down, so that's probably not a wise way to build your architecture on a new project, but it's definitely something you should look at, you know, but obviously plugins are definitely the way to go.
All right. So what do we got up next?
Well, we got some Worlds of WordPress news. The revered mystery buyer of both the Weblogs Tools Collection and WP Tavern has come forth.
Wait. Let me guess. Surprise, surprise.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, in a recent post on WP Tavern, the mystery man outed himself, and it's none other than who we all thought all along. It's Matt Mullenweg. Matt went on to talk about his plans for both sites, citing that currently he wants to put the Weblog Tools Collection into archive mode, I mean shut it down, and reboot the Tavern to be a third place for the WordPress community. They'll show off the latest and greatest with BB Press and some newer WordPress features like post formats and some of the other cool stuff that Matt's got going on in the workshop. Longer term, it might make sense to take Jeff, who runs WP Tavern, Jeff Chandler, or anyone else interested to work into some official news resource at WP.org, but they haven't really decided anything there yet. So Matt says this is a grand experiment, which he's interested to see the results, as I'm sure that we all are. So good job, Matt. That's a nice... WP Tavern is a really great forum and community for exchanging ideas and even just talking meta into WordPress. And I know Jeff is a really good author and great interviewer. In fact, I remember reading once that Matt was more nervous talking to Jeff at WP Tavern than he was a New York Times interview, because Jeff actually would ask him some hardball questions about WordPress. So I think this is a great development. The Weblog Tools Collection, beyond the plugin of the day, I really didn't ever find it to be much use over the last 6 or so years. So I can't really put much comment into that, but I'm really glad that the Tavern's back, and hopefully Jeff will be podcasting again soon, and the community will grow even stronger. So it's nice to see that that things are going well.
Yes, it definitely is. I remember WT Tavern was actually part of my actual inspiration for starting this show.
Mm.
I used to listen to Jeff's podcast all the time, and I liked his writings back in the beginning, and it was unfortunate when things went sideways on him. And,
yeah.
Definitely be nice to see him back in full force. He is always a great writer and a great interviewer. He always brought in some great information and tips. But yeah, over the last couple of years, WP Tavern's pretty much been a place where I just visit occasionally and catch an occasional piece of updated news. It'd be nice to see it rebooted and made into a full-fledged community once again.
So. Oh yeah, looking forward to that. And for you out there that want to check it out, it's WPTavern.com.
Yep. All right. So, looks like we don't have a whole lot else there this morning, did we?
No, it's just time for the rock and roll here.
All right, time
Let's,
for
get into some plugins.
Off we go. All right, so I've got a few plugins that I've picked up over the last couple of weeks of working on sites. And the first one I've come across here, now everyone knows how much fun it is when you go to do internal link integration when you make a post. You click on the link button, it pops up a list. Sometimes it gets what you want. Sometimes you have to do some serious digging down to get what you want to link to internal posts. Well, this plugin called Better Internal Link Search, what it does, it makes some modifications inside that link box that shows there in WordPress editor window, and it takes the highlighted words you're going to link, and it automatically does a search for you, bringing up the most relevant posts inside your WordPress, inside your site to link to. And it does a very nice, clean job of it, and it leaves you with 1 to 5 of the most relevant posts from all the tests I did with it. And it's a great little plugin for enhancing doing your internal link structure when you're writing your content and you're doing manual links to link to internal content. And it's just nice, simple, straightforward, sets up and does exactly what it does, what's supposed to do. Makes it a better, quicker, simpler way of making internal links. So check it out. It's called Better Internal Link Search, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Hmm, very nice. Very nice. I'll have to check that one out. Well, as you know, John, I've been talking the last couple shows about a big kind of internal intranet that I was building with Buddy Pet Press and BB Press as well. And one of the components that I used was a support ticket system. There are often times where just a simple little forum or a message board or things like that amongst your users is not going to cut it if they have individual one-on-one support issues. So I wanted to find something that I could use a support ticket system that wasn't like Zendesk or any of these other third-party things. I wanted something that was inherently intrinsic within WordPress itself. So WPSC support tickets is one of the only support ticket systems that I've seen that's designed specifically for WordPress.
Nice.
From the ground up. There's no third-party APIs or sites or anything like that to go through. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they say that it can do. They say that it can users can create their own support tickets and reply to their own tickets. True. That's absolutely correct. Now, that's the great thing about this system is if I were to go into WordPress, into this particular WordPress installation, file a ticket, click, you know, start a support ticket. I can then go back a day later and go to the support ticket system, and my ticket will be shown right there. I don't have to log, you know, if I'm logged in into the system, it knows that I have a support ticket waiting. From the user perspective, this plugin is great. It does all the tracking. It can email a receipt of the ticket to the recipient and all that. Here's the problem. From the admin perspective, you can add multiple departments to this thing, but they all go to the exact same email address no matter what department someone selects.
That's a bummer.
It's limited to just one email address. Of course, I did hack this a little bit and made some improvements, but this is call out kind of to the developer. You know, they're hitting it's been out for about a month now, and they're at about 25,000 downloads to this plugin. So I'm going to work with the developer a little bit, which, by the way, the developer is WP Store Card. So they build this as an add-on to their existing commerce system. So here's what it needs. It needs the ability to have multiple departments and then multiple recipients to that. Another thing is when it actually tells somebody on the admin side that there's a support ticket waiting, it doesn't display the message of what it is. It just says, you have a new support ticket, number 55. Here's the link to it. So it's good. The functionality is awesome, except it's just like missing one or two different things on it. So it was a perfect system for me. And believe me, I'm running this live right out of the box with just a few modifications. But just because of these limitations and the fact that I had to really kind of code this thing over and over, I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
Yeah. About right if you got to put a lot of extra work into it. But yeah, it sounds like a pretty decent support ticket. It'll probably be nice as it matures. It's unfortunate that it's tied to a single shopping cart, though.
Actually, well, yeah, it's not tied into the cart itself. It's a single plugin. It works independently without any other add-ins or stores or anything like that. In fact, that's the setup that I have is just Buddy Press and BB Press and this.
Oh, okay.
And it works. If it's just one person getting all of the trouble tickets, you got no problems. This thing's going to work great for you. If it's multiple, though, like in the instance of this that I needed, it isn't a bit of an issue. So, just to let you know, John, how far I took this. I actually took this to work internally with the project management system that I use. And I modded this thing so much so that if somebody has a support ticket, it actually goes and makes a task for an assigned individual with a due date saying, take care of this.
Oh, wow.
So It's very versatile in what it can do, but only when you code it to do it. So okay. 3 out of 5. Again, this thing is called WPSC Support Tickets.
Nice. All right, well, next one I've got here. One of the sites I'm working on developing right now, we were looking for a way to display photo galleries a little differently than the standard WordPress, but to display a nice way, a nice layout of the of images, and to have some nice pop-ups to go with them. And I found a plugin called Easy Media Gallery. And this plugin handles not only images, but it handles audio, video. It also handles bringing in other websites to turn them into galleries. So there's numerous ways you can use this plugin. And it makes, I think it has four or five standard layouts in it. You can put them, you can put the galleries so that they wrap, having wrap text around them. You can put them so they stand alone on the page. It's got some layouts to, you know, cause the images to have a circle over the top of them. So it's got some really nice functionality built into it, and it does do a great job of displaying the images and popping them up into when people want to see larger versions of them. I've just begun to play with the plugin, so I haven't found everything it does yet, but it looks like it's going to do exactly everything I need it to do, and then some. And it's a very nice plugin. It's called Easy Media Gallery. Check it out. I gave it a nice rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. I'm in need for a gallery plugin, and I think I'm going to take that one for a spin later today and see how it works.
Yeah.
Well, I found something that is pretty cool. It's actually made for searching other plugins within WordPress. It's called PlugIntelligence, and it's basically a plugin that helps to navigate the WordPress plugin directory from within WordPress. So this is when you hit add new, and you can just search for a plugin, and then things come up. But we all know that that search stinks, right?
It stinks. It blows.
Yeah.
The one thing that's always been lacking on WordPress.org is its search.
Yeah. So, this is basically a filtering plugin that helps you filter that individual search, okay? So, you can say, don't show me plugins that are under 3 stars, or only show me plugins, you know, between 3 and 5 stars. Show me plugins that have at least 2 ratings in them. So, you can filter it out, not only just with the keyword-based search, but filtering your actual search as to what ratings and, you know, things like that you want. Now, here's an interesting thing is, you know, I scour plugins every single day, and I don't always rely on the ratings, and sometimes I'm one of the first 5 people to download the plugin, you know? So don't use this as gospel, but use it as a guide. But I thought it was a pretty cool thing to help with the internal admin function of plugins. So my tip to the hat to the developer on this one, this is a great idea to help us admins out there who are just, you know, plugin junkies. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. It's called PlugIntelligence.
Yeah, it's a very nice idea. Yeah, that, as you mentioned, the biggest problem that I'd have with it is I actually never look at star ratings on plugins.
Yeah, me neither.
I always look at the description and then the screenshots of it. And then if it looks close enough, then I'll load it into my dev site and see if it works enough to where I can actually use it.
Yeah, you know, screenshots is probably 90% of the reason why I will download a plugin.
Screenshots is
if they have good 80... screenshots, good installation documentation,
yeah,
and a support forum behind it or something, as far as some kind of conversation back and forth. Mm-hmm. Makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, pop in their support and see if they actually respond to all the questions they get. All right. The last one I've got here today is called Tabbed Login Widget. What was happening was I was looking for a better way to set up a little login window in the lower corner of a website. You know, a lot of membership sites, it's nice to have the login right on the front screen or on every page, basically, down in the footer somewhere. And I wanted a nice, simple, clean way for people to log in that wasn't complicated. And this plugin looked like it would fit the tab because not only did it set up 3 different tabs on it, one for your login, one for if they need to register for it, and one for if they forgot their login, they need to go find their information again. The only problem I ran into this is the site I was using this on, I use Login Radius. And I know I've talked about Login Radius some time back, and I can't remember which episode now. but login radius sets up your site to allow people to log into your site with social media buttons. And I couldn't get login radius to work with this widget. And that was the only drawback I found with it. Other than that, I really like this as a login widget window to log in. So if you're just using a plain simple login, check it out. It's called Tap Login Widget. If you're trying to integrate it with login radius, don't even try. It won't work. So I'll give it a 3 dragon rating for that.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, there's this week was the weirdest week for plugin reviews. And by the way, next show I'm going to be talking about nothing but BB Press and Buddy Press. That site completely done, and it rocks. And I think I might have made, you know, I always say I make the first, you know, every time I think I make the first of something, but this one, I've been going around in circles and circles until I, you know, dug a hole into the earth about this. About this site, and it's really something that's cool. So I think I'm going to put something together, maybe a video or something, and talk about some of this stuff. So
that would be good.
Yeah. All right. I found. Let's all go back in time, shall we? From the days of using things like FrontPage and Dreamweaver, NetObjects, Fusion is what I learned on.
Back to our what nightmares.
Yeah, you had a coffee table. Cup. And even, do I see anybody with coffee cup HTML editor out there? Raise your hand. Come on now. But then we all went to WordPress, right? And then I suddenly forgot how to make a static website, right? And the other day I was like, I need to just kind of make a mini site. I really don't need WordPress. I just need something that can just run base HTML. Don't need a database. Don't need any of this. It's just a little cookie cutter site for a charity event that I was looking at. So I found something called Static Press, and it finally will work for us. John, finally, we can get the time machine and turn our WordPress back into an old static HTML site. So, you know, I joke and I jest about this, but actually this plugin is awesome. It takes your WordPress and turns it straight into static websites and blogs. But I don't mean just one. I mean, like, you could make 20 different static websites and run it all on WordPress and have WordPress be kind of the conduit to the static content that it makes in between.
Nice.
It's really intriguing. And I thought this would, you know, what I really think that this would be great for is landing pages.
Yeah,
networks and networks of cool landing pages that don't rely on plugins, that don't slow down based on how many people are accessing the actual page. Think about it. There's a lot of uses for this. So if you're one of those guys who's, you know, just an HTML nut like me, and there are a lot of you out there, and you could find a use for something like this that doesn't always have to be a WordPress site that relies on all kinds of crazy hosting plans and databases and PHP and all the other stuff that goes with it, this might be the one for you. So I rated it a 4 out of 5. It's called Static Press.
Nice. It does look like fun. But yeah, I don't actually want to return back to the days of building manuals.
No, but you know, sometimes I mean, I
sometimes had, you need it. Yes, sometimes you
yeah,
need
let
it.
Let me give you an example. I mean, I've had things where I've had to put API functions in, okay, or stuff that deals with calling like to affiliate networks. You have to do these SOAP commands that's like through PHP and this crazy XML schemas and all that stuff. And sometimes WordPress just screws that stuff up.
Yeah.
So this is an option. If you want a clean slate on a couple pages or sections or make a network of static websites and blogs on your pages, this is the one for you.
All right. Well, that's all we got for plugins for you this week. And that's pretty much it.
Wow.
Brain fried. Okay. Brain fried. I've been, you know, I spent a long weekend last weekend. You know, up here in Canada was our long weekend. Yours in the States comes next week.
Yeah,
we get our Memorial Day, or actually it's called Victoria Day. We celebrate the Queen here. But I spent the whole weekend doing gardens at my parents' house, moving. I think I moved about 10 or 15 yards of dirt, cubic yards of dirt.
Wow.
Yeah, building beds. So. Still tired and a lot of work to catch up on.
There you go.
All right. So just some reminders. Don't forget, drop in at iTunes. Leave us a review. We greatly appreciate those reviews and the fact that we're moving up through the iTunes listings. Check us out at blueberry.com, VOA, or if you're on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up. We really appreciate that, too. So you can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com. If you have an emergency, just go to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch. And you can always reach me for consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!